Blackstone Audiobooks presents Kindred Souls. The Friendship of Eleanor Roosevelt and David Gurwavage by Edna P. Gurwavage. The people I love mean more to me than all the public things, even if you do think that public affairs should be my chief vocation. I only do the public things because I really love all people. And I only love all people because there are a few people whom I love dearly and who matter to me above everything else. These are not so many, and of them, you are now one. And I shall just have to try not to bother you so much. Letter from Eleanor Roosevelt to A. David Gurwavage, April 17, 1948. Kindred Souls. Prologue. On a bright September day in 1959, the Premier of the Soviet Union, Nikita S. Khrushchev, and his wife came to place a memorial wreath on the grave of President Franklin D. Roosevelt in the Rose Garden of the estate in Hyde Park, and to lunch with Eleanor Roosevelt at her cottage a mile and a half away. This was a return call. The Soviet premier and his wife had been hosts to Mrs. Roosevelt when she interviewed him in the Khrushchev's country house in Yalta, on the Black Sea. Now Mrs. Roosevelt's son, John, and his wife, Anne, stood beside her to receive the official party. So did my husband, David Gurwavage. Fluent in Russian, he had accompanied Mrs. Roosevelt to her interview with Mr. Khrushchev in Yalta 2 years before.